I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, my guests are from Athens for Everyone. They discuss local races, their 2018 platform, and issues concerning Athenians. All that and much more next on Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. My guests today are all with Athens for Everyone. They are Adam Lassala, the organization coordinator, Kelly Happy, the president, and vice president, Jimena Vargas Pecora. So thank you all for joining me today. And there's so much going on. I know we kind of wanted to start with the local races because there are so many people running for just the Clark County Commission. We have several mayor's candidates. It's so different from any race that I've seen, but I've only been here 5 years, but there are a lot of people running. So who wants to jump in and start about, our local races?
So we're super excited about this. For years, there's been so much that needs to be done in Athens. This community needs to be changed in really fundamental ways, but our politics haven't been up to the call of that at all. They haven't answered that. We haven't had candidates running on the kind of platforms that we need in order to change the city. And we're so excited that we're part of a movement that's much broader than just us, but we're really proud to be part of a movement that has a chance to make those kind of changes in the years coming forward. For example, in the 6 commission races, there are actually 7 Athens for Everyone members that are candidates in those races. We've worked closely with candidates in every one of those commission races, and that's really exciting. So far we've made endorsements in District 3, where we've endorsed the incumbent, Melissa Link, who got the highest grades on our commission assessments this year. And we're also supporting Tim Denson running in District 5, which is also super exciting. Of course, he's one of the founders of Athens for Everyone as well, and was president before Kelly was.
Yeah, there are so many people running. It is always good to see such a people getting actively involved, and not just with the local races, which we, of course, will stay on, but even with your organization. I mean, your membership this year compared to last year has just grown tremendously. What are people saying about why they're joining? I guess we'll toss it to you, President Kelly.
Well, it might be better directed to our member coordinator, but no, a lot of it was spurred by the presidential election. A lot of people, a lot of critical issues that a lot of us in Athens for Everyone prior to that election thought were really important, a lot of people started paying attention to and feeling like the time for letting other people be political and take these issues on was over. And I think, too, when I first got involved, which is well before the Trump election, it was a really good way of getting involved. Getting involved locally was a way to enact change at the local level in order to feel like you were getting something done, to have that experience of victories, but thinking, always tying those to other social movements, other elections, broader, more progressive change in the future, and how we can link those things up, those local victories with long-term strategy for transformational change.
Well, you have had recent local victories, at least their state representatives. You guys obviously supported Deborah Gonzalez and Jonathan Wallace, and they won in their special election in districts that hadn't even been contested, really.
That's super exciting. We're also super excited that Deborah Gonzalez, already in her short term as a state legislator, has done so much, not only in terms of what you vote on, because unfortunately in our state legislature, most of the things that we really need don't even come up for a vote because of the awful politics of the Republicans who control it. But Deborah's really used her platform as a state legislator to make the case for the things we really need. We're talking about Medicaid expansion and moving toward a Medicare for all, public health care system for all in the state of Georgia, a $15 an hour minimum wage in the state of Georgia, so that no one who works their job has to get off their job and go immediately to another job instead of going home to their kids where they should be able to be. We need an independent redistricting commission. And we also need criminal justice reform that goes far beyond what the governor's proposing so far. This bail reform bill is a small step in the right direction, but we need to end the money bail system entirely. We also need to abolish mandatory minimum sentencing, and we need to legalize marijuana, because we know we have a criminal justice system that right now targets people of color, and especially young black men, and incarcerates them at rates much greater than it does any other part of the population. That needs to end, and it needs to end now. So Deborah's leadership on these issues has been fantastic, so much so that she actually won our Athens Elected Official of the Year award at our annual meeting last month, which we're really excited about.
I see, Jimena, you're just nodding away over there. Now, you're a former board member, now you're vice president, mm-hmm. and you're obviously very much in agreement with this. So what are things that you see that you hope to see a change? You guys have several issues on your platform, and I know Adam was just touching on those. But for you, what do you want people to know about, I guess, the importance of how people are becoming active through Athens for Everyone, through running, through just showing up to vote?
Yeah, I feel like I'm also one of those people that got involved right when after the presidential election. And I was very thankful. I was before in South America, so I was thankful when I came back to Athens that Athens for Everyone was one of the only organizations that was hosting political discussion groups and things that were about current policies. So through my involvement through that, I was able to meet other organizations within that Athens for Everyone supports as well, such as Dignidad Inmigrante Athens, and then the Athens Immigrant Rights Coalition. I'm very passionate about immigrant rights, and one of my goals also as vice president would be to have more of a growing involvement with the Latinx community. And Athens for Everyone has been really important and also a great ally to other organizations that are fighting for immigrant rights.
You would, you know, it almost seems that you don't even see the Latinx population sometimes. You know, it's almost like they don't seem to have a visible presence unless you are aware of it and aware of the issues. Mm-hmm. Would you say a lot of people don't even realize how many people we might have, Latin people here in our community?
Right. Yeah. And I think also with this new wave of progressive wave, really, that's coming along, we see more of the Latinx community coming out and actually fighting for their rights, whether it's through Athens for Everyone or our allied organizations such as Dignidad Inmigrante. So it's really important that Athens for Everyone, it's been really great that Athens for Everyone continues to support organizations and rallies that really support immigrant rights, not only immigrant rights, but, rights of everyone.
And, you know, would you say your organization really just tries to speak for populations that sometimes need allies aren't being heard only on their own?
I think it's really important for us, it's really important not to speak for people, but really to go out in the community, organize at the grassroots level, hear what people's demands are, and also what their strategy desires are, and then to use the resources we have. So our over 1,200 members, our thousands of people on our mailing list and our supporters, and get them leveraged behind the plans that are actually coming from the grassroots in the community. And of course, a lot of those things affect us directly, too. The lack of health care in the community affects me very directly. I haven't had health insurance for 5 years now, and I work for $8.50 an hour. So it's not the boundary between who's directly affected and who's an ally isn't always super clear. But it's really important for us that the movement and the leadership in these things is coming from the grassroots level and the people who are most affected. And I think that's especially key, too, in Athens, where for literally centuries, we've had these past and present systems of racial oppression that operate along a bunch of different lines. Economic exclusion from opportunities to build wealth and live a decent material life. We have the system of mass incarceration that we talked about that overwhelmingly targets people of color. And also the types of direct discrimination that we thought were a thing of the past, but have been in clear view, and that the Athens anti-discrimination movement has done such a great job of leading on. So among the ways that we're working to address these have been the fight with the Economic Justice Coalition in Athens for living wages. So long before we existed, they led an awesome struggle and won a living wage for all full-time county employees. So we're super excited that last year, alongside the Economic Justice Coalition, we were able to win a living wage for all year-round part-time county employees as well. So that meant the wages for some people went up from as low as $8 to at least $11.60 an hour for everyone.
I mean, they noticed that immediately.
Yeah, and that's the kind of victory that we were able to. So we talk a lot about our inside and outside strategy, that in order to make the kind of transformative change our people in our community so desperately need, we need both majorities of people in power who want to make these kind of changes and strong social movements on the outside who can put pressure on them and make things happen. What we've seen, the victories we've had so far, have come from organizing outside, when really the stuff on the inside, the mayor and the current commission, have been pretty opposed to us. So we are so excited about the change in context that can come with these elections. If we can manage as a community to elect a majority on the commission and a mayor that are actually on the side of these issues that our community so desperately needs, those social movements are going to be able to make those changes so much more effectively and so much faster, honestly.
We're ready to be spending our time promoting and getting good progressive policy passed instead of spending a lot of our time trying to fight bad legislation from being passed. And that's what part of, like Adam said, was so encouraging about, for example, Deborah Gonzalez's election. I mean, part of it showed the importance of voter engagement because it was a heavily gerrymandered district. And yes, we need to redistrict, but gerrymandering took a very long time to happen, and reforming that's going to take a long time. But at least we know, as we like work towards redistricting reform, we can still win elections. And people like Gonzalez running on a really progressive platform, which, you know, in some ways is a reflection of the work like Groups of Athens for Everyone, and also just is in sync with what's happening around the country, that the answer, for example, the election of Trump wasn't middle-of-the-road Democratic candidates, even in the South, but progressive candidates, which I think, and this goes back to what Jimena was saying too, that these progressive platforms and demands are energizing people and creating a critical mass of politically engaged people because of those platforms are so aspirational.
Well, Jimena, you said, you know, you're one of those people who got involved. Are you finding other people like that who were, who might have, you know, kind of like thought things were fine and then realized that maybe they weren't being represented, or things that were being put into place were things they didn't agree with? Are you seeing more people kind of wanting to get involved, wanting to see some changes?
Yes, I think the immigrant community and the Black community have been the most affected, but has been hidden before with our previous resident. And I think now with our current precedent, it's just come, it really has come to light for everyone to see. And no one is ready to accept that now. And thankfully, with a platform that Athens for Everyone has that I really enjoy, is the opposing deportation, as well as allowing driver's licenses for undocumented Georgians. Those are some of the things that I'm really passionate about. And it's one of the reasons that I'm really proud to be vice president of Athens for Everyone, to also get more of the Latinx community involved, more of the oppressed group involved in Athens for Everyone.
And you see things like that were discussed in the legislature already this previous session, with, you know, people wanting, I think of the, just last year maybe, where they were talking about, you know, driver's licenses and not expanding it at all. And
yes, so my actual job, I'm a social worker, and I work a lot with the Latinx community that are survivors of domestic violence. And that's one of the reasons why I'm also passionate to oppose deportation and also allow driver's licenses to the undocumented community. The biggest fear right now is reaching out to law enforcement due to deportation, and that's something that people shouldn't have to go through. And, you know, among other things that the undocumented community are deprived of, there's no safety there anymore. And that's something that needs to just stay in the community, especially from some and someone like a law enforcement.
The core of our organization, like why Tim Denson ran for mayor in 2014 and how Athens for Everyone came out of that, was really about addressing the grinding poverty problem we have in Athens. We have an intergenerational poverty problem that affects people of all kinds, but disproportionately affects black folks trapped in intergenerational poverty. So we're really excited about like some new ideas that have come up in the community to fight this. And actually, Kelly, you can talk more about the equity package in a second if you want. But we think about this problem where for families all across Athens, but especially those living in poverty, people's incomes are staying the same while their expenses are going up. Healthcare is ever more expensive. Childcare is more expensive. The mayor and commission over the last 8 years raised bus fares 3 times. We want to do the opposite. We want to do what we can to help raise wages. We're talking about living wages of at least $15 an hour, getting as many of those jobs here as we possibly can, and reducing costs by expanding access to affordable early care at high-quality learning centers, making the Athens Transit fare-free so that cost is never an obstacle to get where you need to go in the community, and also fighting for protecting and building affordable housing in our community. Right now, too many people in Athens are stuck with rent that's a huge portion of their income, and too many other people are stuck in housing that's really inadequate. It's not decent. There's mold growing on the doors, but the owner, the landlord of that property says, oh, I don't have to fix that because where are they going to go? They don't have the money to move. Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, you were
going
to go ahead.
It's actually one of the things I loved about the very first meeting of Athens for Everyone, or maybe the name was it already called Athens for Everyone? Did we pick that name at that first meeting? Anyway, it was the first meeting after Tim's campaign, and, you know, it seemed small, it seemed micro to be thinking about fare-free buses. I mean, it's not even just all of transit, but just buses and fare-free. But it, to me, immediately suggested a way to start rethinking what we mean by public good. But it also meant, and this is going back to what Adam said about strategy and process, we started out with fare-free, but then when we did surveys and talked to people who use transit, the lack of Sunday bus service was like the number one issue to tackle. And I remember speaking in front of the mayor and commission and saying, you know, we need Sunday bus service, but it immediately made me question, why in the world didn't we have Sunday bus service? Why was there an entire day of the week where the buses weren't running? Those were some of our strategies, Sunday bus services, Highway 29 expansion, which we just won, which I'm really excited about. And all along, we've talked about fare free. And now that's talked about quite a lot because it's on our questionnaire. And even when I was part of the Envision Athens stakeholder sessions, people in ACC government were mentioning that as something that was thinkable. Like, it was a thing that people do, and maybe we can do it.
You put it out there,
yeah.
And then people start considering it.
Yeah. I lost my mind.
I think it's amazing how much parts of our platform, and really parts like these urgent policies that we've needed that commission candidates were never talking about in the past, are part of so many of these campaigns now. Mm-hmm. So we have Patrick Davenport in District 1 talking about the need for fare-free transit. We have Mariah Parker in District 2 talking about the need for bail reform. We have Melissa Link in District 3, who's kind of devoted her life to thinking about and working toward affordable housing. We have Tim working, whose platform includes marijuana decriminalization. We have Ovita Thornton in District 9 talking about the need for record expungement, because we know that when people fall into the criminal justice system, it doesn't just hurt them for the 3 months they spend in jail or the 2 years they spend in probation, but those labels that are given to people affect them for their entire lives afterwards, and really create a new system of segregation where you're not allowed in certain types of housing, you don't have access to certain types of employment. And those are specific examples for some of the candidates, but really we're seeing each of these candidates running on a whole bunch of things that are both like really needed for the urgent needs of people in Athens and really reflect the kinds of things that Athens for Everyone's been trying to work for in the community.
And it's a reminder too of, you know, well, we also are cognizant of like our work doesn't end there. I mean, these are all steps to think much more profoundly about the criminal justice system. But it also reminds us that we have to take into consideration not just economic inequality, but how through the racism of the criminal justice system, even if you have higher wages, here are ways that that's taken away. Or where you mentioned, you talked about this as economic exclusion. So there has to be an analysis of race and racism along the way, which I think is, and also these platform proposals that Adam mentioned and the equity packages on our platform is also the direct result of, for years now, activists in AFRI, but also our other organizations that we've been working with, doing an analysis of the history of Athens, particularly, and how we need to address the history of racism and wealth exclusion that's racialized in Athens.
These are topics that a lot of people just kind of want to not deal with, you know. It's mm-hmm. They seem so large, actually, to tackle if you look at the history of how long they've been in place and how people have just gotten used to it, maybe.
Yeah. They're huge things to tackle. But I'd say, like, tackling them isn't as much work as the work we force people all over this community to go through every day because we haven't tackled
yeah.
them.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
And so I think we should talk a little more about the equity package. So this is a proposal that comes from the Athens Council on African American Affairs. And
So that was proposed to add to our agenda by the council. And so it's just getting started, but it would be... it's specifically designed to address systemic issues affecting African Americans in Athens Clark County, and it will be a mix of policy proposals, monetary requests, and targeted engagement with government, and as well as public-private partnerships. But again, is a way to both take the research and thinking that's been done about the history of Athens and how these things manifest in Athens in particular, and what might be a good way to directly intervene
right.
in things like economic exclusion and racialized, the maldistribution of wealth that falls along racial lines.
Well, you guys have certainly tackled some large issues, but poverty in Athens is, we have a really high poverty rate that I think some people may not be aware of because, you know, you can live in a bubble no matter where you are. And so that just affects all sorts of things. I mean, and you mentioned affordable housing. Where do you even start? You know, I mean, that's a challenge, I think, in a lot of communities. Of course, we're concerned about Athens. Mm-hmm. So where can you, you know, where do you even start with something like that? Tackling that issue?
So we have a housing group, a housing campaign within Athens for Everyone that's done some really good work on this. And it's also tied into things that other campaigns around town have been working on. And there are some specific proposals that don't get at the whole breadth of the issue, right? Because part of tackling affordable housing is also about raising wages. So people have more money so they can afford places, of course. But policies like inclusionary zoning, where a certain portion of units in any new development have to be set at a rate that people can actually afford, and not just like median income people, but people who actually need housing the most can afford. And also the idea of an affordable housing trust fund that the county could use to build and renovate and really make sure that we have as many of these units available as possible. Now, none of those policies are panaceas, but they're steps along the way. And I think that really connects to something that I think is really important to note, both the promise and the limits of local governance. We are so excited, really, about the possibility of this, of the combination of the growing social movements and the new mayor and commission that we can win with this election. Super exciting. But at the same time, we have to recognize that the kind of transformative change our community needs to actually end poverty and create a town that works for everyone in the way we want requires both interventions from a higher level. So we need federal and state government policy absolutely matters. It's a part of this equation in a very important way. And also coming from the ground up, it's not just about governance at all levels, but the social movements that have grown here need to be even stronger to put that pressure and really create that inside and outside working together to get the kind of transformation that we need at the scale that we need. Because the problems we face, yeah, they're really big, but there's a lot of potential for fighting them. And the argument that local government just can't do anything on them is false. That's an argument that simply comes from people who don't want to do anything about it. We can make great strides, and it's so exciting that there's so many candidates and so many organizations working to make that happen.
Why don't you guys tell me how people can get involved with you, how they can, you know, donate if, you know, how can they help Athens for Everyone? Anyone?
Yeah. So, I mean, athensforeveryone.com is our website. That's for the word, F-O-R, athensforeveryone.com/join. You can join. You can donate there. Money really helps. We do an incredible amount with the amount of work we do, and so much of it is volunteer. But some things you can't volunteer. You can't volunteer print a bunch of materials to mail to people to get them to vote for the candidates we need and things like that. We can hand out handbills for free, but we can't buy the printer for free and so forth. So that's really important. And we'd also like to be able to pay our super hardworking organizers a little bit because right now almost everyone has to have a second job, and that means that's less time we can devote to doing this work. But so please get involved. You can check out our website. It has our endorsements of candidates on there. And also look into our allied organizations. Work with the Economic Justice Coalition, the Athens Council on African American Affairs, Dignidad Inmigrante in Athens, the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement. There's so many groups doing great work here. And these elections on May 22nd are so important because all the other work we do is going to be so much more effective if we have a mayor and a commission that are willing to fight with us.
Okay. Well, I'll let you have the last word there. And I want to thank my guests, Adam Lassala, Kelly Happy, and Jimena Vargas-Pacora. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.